Blog Talk Radio.
You're on the air and listening to Live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world. Now, the show is live, and it will be archived. And if you want to hear any of my past shows, you could log on blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, CHIWATSON, and click on any of the shows. Now, I'm asking you, have you given any thought of giving a voice to your passion? And will you promise me that you will not go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart? I love the word change. It means make or become different. So how's your life going? On a scale of 1 to 10, and 10 being the best, the highest, how do you rate yourself? Now listen to me, darlings. Everything in life has been designed. You're the choreographer of your life by your choices. Choices come back to embrace you or to bite you in the butt. So sit down, close your eyes, and listen to the show and see if it doesn't make sense. See if it relates to you. Do you want to change your life? Then, honey, you have to change your thinking. You see, you'll never, ever happen again. And our life is not a dress rehearsal. There's only one of you. And I don't want you to go to the very end with your dream still dancing in your heart. And will you promise me that you won't be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be right now? Tomorrow is promised to no one. There's just today. We only have the present moment sparkling like a star in our hand, melting like a snowflake. And our body and brain don't age. We do, by our choices. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement. And it's broadcast on Blog Talk Radio. Did you know that Blog Talk Radio is the world's largest social network reaching listeners locally, nationally, and reaching listeners in any country in the world? The show is sponsored, or I really think of it more as a partnership. So let me introduce you to Impact. Feel the energy. The Brotherhood Sisterhood Ironworkers Impact. Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future. Giant Titans of Incredible Strength and Vision. Coming together to create a stronger and better informed world. Live on the Air with Kathy is brought to you in part by Impact, the Ironworkers Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs, incorporating the Domperion of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To learn more, log on impact-net.org. Live on the air with Kathy is brought to you by Iron Workers International, the Dompedion of the trades. You see, my mission and purpose is to introduce you to and for you to acknowledge iron workers and to recognize them as co-creators of art in the form of creative construction. To illuminate the character of iron workers, their hidden talents. To pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics, revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, solidarity, sisterhood. Did you know that iron workers offer a full spectrum in career development? Earn while you learn. It is my pleasure to acknowledge them. You see, I married an iron worker. I come from the world of ballet and haute couture, and I married an iron worker, and they said it wouldn't last. Oh, it did. Well, we came from different backgrounds. We connected at 5 o'clock, our cocktail hour, and we talked about our day and how similar our careers were. Let me put her on the air. Hello, hello. Hello, dear. Hello. Here it is. Now it's happening.
Hello.
Hello.
Can you hear me?
Yes, hello. Can you hear me?
I can hear you.
I am so delighted that you called in. What inspired you to call in? Because you're just so brilliant. You're a dynamic diva.
Well, it just, you know, the moon and the stars and the sun, it just all conspired to help me be available and remember. And I came onto the computer and you were there, and it was just all meant to be. So, but I got in as you were acknowledging the iron workers. So I missed the part about what this particular show is about today.
Today's show is, let me think now. I had it all down here. Well, we're almost at the summertime, and whatever gets you through the night, science of mind, the ability to change, and it is, let me just digress for a moment. This is what Dwight Eisenhower said. Get no man to for the gals. No man is worth your tears, but once you find one that is, he won't make you cry. And women, hey guys, no woman is worth breaking your heart. But once you find one, she won't break your heart.
Yeah.
Isn't that just so true, so true?
Yeah.
So now, darling, the measure of intelligence is the ability to change. Remain open and fluid in allowing those practices, just a minute. I'll be on the air for another 20 minutes. I just had a visitor, and she didn't realize I was on the air, so forgive me. So where was I, honey?
Remain open and fluid in allowing those practices,
traditional or esoteric, to find us as much as we sought to find them. Learn to love your past. Remain open at the top. Wherever I am, wherever I've been, is perfect. Mm-hmm. What gets you through? Oh, here it is. Whatever gets you through the night. Oh, by the way, I digress again. Happy Father's Day, June 21st, and that's the first day of summer, and it's also the longest day. Were you aware of that?
And this year, it's also an eclipse.
Oh, really?
Huh. Yes.
Interesting.
Yes, it's summer solstice, the new moon, and an eclipse.
Oh, my. And that's on the 21st. Oh,
yeah, hold on to your hat.
Yes, I'm just so busy. Oh, by the way, take this down. I have a new email address, and it's radiodiva309@gmail.com. Now, let me repeat that. radiodiva309@gmail.com. Got that?
Okay, Radio Diva, D-E-V-A.
Uh-huh.
309.
Uh-huh.
At gmail.com.
Yes.
So the Kathy Studio is no longer a good email?
No.
Oh,
this is my
okay.
new one.
Well, I'll change that in my computer. Okay.
Good.
All right. Wow.
Now,
All right.
Let me ask you, as long as I have you on the air, what gets you through the night? Now, Albert Einstein, I didn't realize he was so alert and so with it. He said, the measure of intelligence is the ability to change.
Mm-hmm.
And Ernest Holmes, I get the Science of Mind magazine. I can't live without it. Through the continual emergence of the creative principle, any last finality proves to be the beginning of a new creative series. You know, choices, that is our greatest power. Choices either come back to embrace us or to bite us in the butt. So in your life today, Ryan, what change do you want? Do you want to change your life at all?
I the path I'm on is really good right now, so I just want to continue to choose to stay in this path and not to slip back into habits and conditioning and, you know, the ways of the past. So it does take intelligence, I believe, to change those patterns, because they're so subconscious. They're so unconscious. Mm-hmm. You know, they were instilled in us when we were little children, and we made choices when we were, you know, throughout all the years of the past that are just stuck in our bodies. And so,
we weren't mature enough.
Right, exactly. Yeah. But nevertheless, they create illness and disease, and so to detach from that, to let go of the attachment to those thoughts and feelings, it takes intelligence. I really agree with Albert Einstein.
You have to learn. Now, this again is from the Science of Mind. You have to learn to love your past and embrace the belief that the path to truth is inclusive. Ernest Holmes encouraged, what we must avoid is the confusion which arises from a belief in final revelations, from the belief that all truth is at last discovered, or that some one person or some single system of thought has delivered the last word. Why do so many people hang on to the past? They live their life according to what happened to them. Instead of, you know, our greatest power is that of choice. You either choose to accept your life the way it is now because you chose it. We are the choreographers of our life. And yet, most people love to blame others. Well, you see, it was my mother, it was my father. Poor moms and dads today get most of the blame. And yet, we were all born with the intelligence to know that we have the power to change our life. And if you do that, if you want to, you have to change your thinking about it. It makes so much sense. It makes so much sense. Remain open. And most people don't. They just love to blame. So now, what, may I ask you, I'm putting you on the spot, what is your guideline to life today to keep you happy or on the course to happiness?
Well, choosing, I think it goes back to choice, you know, just choosing to be happy. Right now I'm on a healing quest. I am deeply going inside. Okay, so I have a hip that's going out, but arthritis has attacked that hip bone, and so what I'm doing is detaching from all the thoughts that created that condition. So that condition was created over the course of decades and decades and decades.
Yes. Yeah.
And so now I can't change the past. I can't change the things that happened to me. But what I can do is detach. When that thing, whatever it was, happened to me, I felt I had an emotional reaction. Oh, this is... It isn't me. It's just... And so I can detach. I can say that is not me. That thought that created this condition is not me. And so I detach from that thought or my emotional reaction to the past. So I in the now, I have control over that. And so then that makes it wash away, the past. So at that hip, that degeneration can... Mm-hmm. break apart and flow out and disappear. And then when that happens, then I can allow the light of the present to come into my brain where that inner healer exists. And I can say, inner healer, okay, you've got a clean slate in there now. So... put that cartilage back in there for me.
Let me share with all of you, I digress for a moment. This is just so potent and so true. So many are in a position of blaming others. So if I have a problem in my body or in my thinking, I can't blame anyone but me. It's there for a reason for people to learn. You aren't what you think you are. You are what you think. And yet most people don't get that. They love to blame others. And they don't want to take responsibility for what their life is happening to them today. How is your life going? On a scale of 1 to 10, how is it going? 10 being the best. And I have learned through the years and through the experience of just talking to everyone all over the world that if you really want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. And there's no blame, absolutely no blame at all. You're listening to Live on the Air with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. And my guest today is Rayanne, who is sharing with you her life. What is the greatest choice that you made, that you changed, that made a difference in your life and in your thinking? Because that's what the show is about today.
Probably to become involved with Mr. Bob Watson.
Oh. That sounds very familiar. Now, I don't want to put you on the spot, but how did it change? There always has to be one element that changes, that you say, oh, wait a minute, this is great. And he or she makes so much sense. What is it that changed your thinking when you met Mr. Bob Watson?
That I could be happy.
Uh-huh. Now,
I never was happy before.
Well, doesn't happiness come from within? And yet so many people look for other people to make them happy. So what was the change that you could share with us that may help us? While she's pondering, you're listening to, hey, whatever gets you through the night. And I'm going to quote Albert.
You know,
Einstein.
I think.
What, honey?
I think it's about loving yourself. I think it's about choosing to love yourself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself. I love myself.
The affirmation that Ernest Holmes wants all of you to embrace is, wherever I am is perfect. Wherever I've been is perfect. I honor and embrace my ever-evolving path. Do you feel, now each of us has our own opinion of it, my life is my choice, and our greatest power is that of choice. I got over blaming other people. We're the choreographer of our life. How do you feel, what do you feel makes so many people unhappy today?
Well, see, I think there's different kinds of people. I mean, for me, I never blamed anybody else. I always blame myself. I blame myself for everything. I blame myself because there was war. I blame myself because there was poverty. I blame myself because there was racism. I blame myself because my mom and dad fought. I blame myself because for everything, everything, I took responsibility for the whole world.
Isn't
so
that
for
exhausting?
Me, it wasn't. For me, it was to stop blaming myself.
Oh, my gosh.
To stop.
Rayanne, I'm exhausted just listening to you. Whoa, why? Why did you feel that you carried the weight of the world on your shoulders? You know, you have to let people take responsibility for how are they going to grow? You see, if a change comes into my life, or if what I put out there doesn't come back, I don't get angry or get furious. I sit back and think, now, wait a minute. What is it that I have to learn from this experience?
Mm-hmm.
And that's what gets me through everything. There is a lesson that when things don't go right, there's a lesson for you to learn. And by the way, honey, it didn't happen overnight. because I just felt that my way is the only way. And wherever I am is perfect. And then it finally occurred to me that if there is a boo-boo in your life, it's because the universe or whoever you is your idol has pounced on you and said, no, no, darlings, there is a lesson here that you have to learn.
Yeah. So that's how come we're wise now.
Learn to love and another thing. This is from Ernest Holmes. He said, learn to love your past. And I have to admit, it took me a while to embrace that until I finally sat very quietly and said, wait a minute, there's a lot to be said about that. I don't dwell on the past, but if I go back, it's because there's something that I missed and there's a lesson that I have to learn. And Albert Einstein, I'm going to repeat it again, said, the measure of intelligence is the ability to change. And when you're living in your world where you think you're so perfect, it's very difficult to change. And I've traveled long and winding roads to find my path in life. And if you want to change your life, you have to change your thinking. Now, you'll have to excuse the buzz there. Someone is trying to call me, and they keep forgetting that I'm on the air. So what changes? Because, you see, it will never happen again. And this is not a dress rehearsal. So without putting you on the spot, what is one minor little change that you would like to make in your life for your growth?
Well, I suppose it's just not eating sugar.
Ah. Okay. So what recipe do you have? What formula do you have to keep you from eating sugar, which I stay away from? I'm so sensitive to it.
Well, you know, it's ongoing. Everything I do, I try. I mean, I'm getting better and better and better at it, but it's like peeling an onion. You know, it just takes a lot of effort and work and thought. I mean, it's that intelligence to change. It's like, okay, well, what's the sweetness? How do you get sweetness in your life? What's the sweetness you're missing? How did you compensate with sugar for sweetness that's missing? Mm-hmm. So how do you find that sweetness? And what, I mean, it's constant. It's a constant, you know, and in the moment when it's just habitual to, you know, to reach for ice cream or a cookie or whatever, you know, then to not do that without feeling deprived, because deprivation is not going to work.
Oh, darling, I hate to interrupt you, but we're just ready to go off the air. And thank you so much for calling in, but I don't want you to be afraid to be the most brilliant you that you can be. You see, none of us, we will never happen again. And if there's anything in your life that you need to change, you need to change your thinking. Thank you so much for calling in, Rayanne. And you've been listening to You're on the Air, live with Kathy, the voice of inspiration and encouragement on Blog Talk Radio. Until we meet again, remember to always be in your best elements. Au revoir. and be happy. Bye-bye.